I'm Alana Medlock. This is the WGXC News Update. The Troy Record reports that the Rensselaer County Republican Party endorsed Christopher Meyer to be the next county executive over Assemblyperson Stephen McLaughlin. McLaughlin represents part of Columbia County and Rensselaer County in Albany. Meyer is deputy to retiring county executive Kathleen Jimeno. Republicans generally win in Rensselaer elections, so the primary may decide the winner of the November election. Meyer won the weighted vote of 11,473 to 4,421 over McLaughlin at the county GOP convention June 3rd at American Legion Post 1489 in Winanskill. McLaughlin has received endorsements from Thomas S. Connolly Jr., the chairman of the county's Independence Party, and vice chairman of the state's Independence Party and former U.S. Representative Chris Gibson for the position. Read the full story in the Troy Record. Dan Friedman is reporting in the Times Union about mounting concerns over the impact of proposed federal budget cuts to the food stamp program, totaling $193 billion over 10 years. In New York, 2.9 million people benefit from food stamps, now known as Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. New York's is the nation's fourth largest program. Mark Quant, Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York Executive Director, said, quote, "The need is real," end quote. He said people are seeking help because times are tough. SNAP is paid for by Washington, and if the proposed federal budget is put in place, roughly 25% of the cost would be passed on to the states. U.S. Representative John Faso does not support the administration's proposal. Quote, "I am opposed to shifting SNAP program costs to the states in the manner suggested by the administration," Faso said in a statement. Quote, "As a member of the budget committee, I am always looking for program efficiencies and savings, but I do not support the SNAP proposal as submitted," end quote. Quant's food bank serves 1,000 agencies and depends on USDA food surplus. That program, the Emergency Food Assistance Program, provides a wide variety of products, but the administration's budget also targets the food assistance program for major cuts as well, Quant said. Quote, "None of it makes any sense," he said. Read the full story in the Times Union. Ken Lovett is reporting in the Daily News that Governor Andrew Cuomo will actively involve himself in the effort to shift control of the U.S. House of Representatives to the Democrats by focusing on key races in New York. Although the midterm elections are in 2018, he will kick off the campaign Tuesday, June 6th, with a rally in Washington Square Park in Manhattan. This is a first for Cuomo. He has traditionally endorsed specific Democratic House candidates, but had little involvement in the campaigns. At least six seats in New York could be in play in 2018, which is about a quarter of the number needed to give the Democrats the House. The list of Republican incumbents who could be targeted includes first-term U.S. Representative John Faso. Cuomo is also likely to target GOP Congressman Chris Collins of Buffalo, Lovett writes. The governor has been openly warring with Collins and Faso over the House bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act that both of them supported. Cuomo will be at the top of the ticket in 2018, but has been mentioned as a possible presidential candidate in 2020. Read the full story in the Daily News. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.